There can be a belief or an idea that when we meditate, there needs to be a meditative mind, that we kind of find ourselves almost searching for a state to begin. That might come with familiarity as we do practice, that as meditation unfolds, it tends to move us in the direction of a little less thinking, a little more clarity, a little more connectedness to experience. And yet, none of that is necessary for awareness. It's kind of a result of what happens when we are aware, can be a result of that. And so, just checking in now with awareness, how are you? And what is the state of mind and body in this moment? Are you aware? And what is awareness recognizing? It might be very simple at the beginning, just a sense of sitting in this room. Maybe listening to my voice, maybe a little bit of scatteredness of thinking or sleepiness. Just kind of acknowledging how you are in this moment. And noticing that awareness can know that. And remembering that relaxation does support our capacity to be aware. So, having taken in how you are, it may be that. That simple acknowledgement of, oh, this is how the system is right now, may kind of bring the mind to a little bit of releasing or letting go of tension that might have been noticed. It's possible. And so, if that's happened, you're welcome to just notice that. And it is also fine to consciously, in the noticing of how the body and mind are, to relax areas of tension. You could use the invitation. May the body relax. May the mind relax. And opening to the recognition of awareness. Letting go of the orientation towards relaxation at this point, and just connecting with the mind and body as it is in this moment. Aware of this. Not needing to search to figure it out, but just resting and seeing what is coming to you, what wants to show up. Like a naturalist. Resting, but observant in nature, just curious about the processes and creatures, things that are happening around you. Only here, it's not only around you, it's within you. Just alert and resting, curious. How is this body and mind? And it may be kind of quiet or simple or not a lot of activity in the moment. Maybe as a naturalist, we sit in a space for a while without seeming there being much going on. And yet, staying present with that. It may be, perhaps it might feel like the mind is dull or sleepy, foggy. That too is simply a state that can be known. Or maybe the mind is doing a lot, tumbling forward into the day, thinking, planning. That too, it's maybe like sitting in nature with a lot happening. And in that case, just allowing that, but being present with the quality, perhaps the quality of the mind that's busy. The awareness can be resting and receiving quite a variety of experiences. Like sitting in nature, we sit there and just accept what is offered, we receive, and are curious to learn about the connections, the relationships between all the different happenings around us and here also within us. Are you aware? What does awareness know? What is awareness receiving? And from time to time, it's useful to check in to see what the relationship is with what is happening, how we are with the experience. Again, with that naturalist, if the naturalist is sitting there thinking, I wish this thing were happening so I could see that, or do this, they may miss something that is happening because the mind is not simply alert, re relaxed, and receptive to receive what is happening. And so the noticing of that attitude, oh, what's happening? I want something to happen. In our case, that is the happening that needs to be seen in that moment. Oh, wanting something to happen feels like this. The more we recognize those relationships that are based in greed, aversion, or confusion, delusion. The more we recognize those, the more we move in the direction of a clarity of awareness that can simply meet what's here without reactivity. Can be okay with what is happening. Whether pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Are you aware? Recognizing whatever awareness is already aware of.